Okay. Kayla got the 111, number 11. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade. Okay.
Gave it all for fantasy. Is anybody gonna remember me? If I go tonight, I doubt the world will change. I just pray they don't forget my name.
Hey everybody, it's Taylor Gallup 411. I'm back for another special Whopping Wednesday. My fellow Libra, Taurore from the Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast. Now, you know, I actually thought your name was Joe for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, Thoughts of an Average Joe, his name must be Joe, like. But if your name was Joe for real, fine.
It'd be fire, right? So originally that wasn't going to be the name of the podcast. It was going to be like something about a nice guy, some stuff like that. But my ex at the time, who had helped me create the podcast, was like, "You're not really a nice guy." So then I was like, "But I am an average Joe." She was like, "Yeah." And then I was like, "Thoughts." I mean, she was like, "Yeah, go with that." So that's how that came.
Y'all
about.
Still cool?
Oh hell no.
Lord, don't. Oh, Lord, I hate when you get your big moment. She's going to be like, I'm the one that came up with that.
We don't really talk no more. It's all good, though.
Because you are in a new relationship with an amazing woman you've had on your podcast. So before we begin, tell us about yourself, and then we're going to go ahead and talk about this topic that we're going to be talking about.
All right. Yo, this is Taurore from Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast, aka the CEO. I have a podcast, like I said, Thoughts of an Average Joe, drops every Wednesday, 6 a.m. We deal with friendships, relationships, topics within the Black community, and then also have the business, Average Joe Media LLC, where basically if you want to start a podcast, I come to you, I set up all my equipment, all you got to do is talk, I produce it, I edit it, I help you get it started on whatever platform, which is most likely Anchor, because you know Anchor's free and I ain't paying for nothing right now. And you know, we get the ball rolling. I just ask you for consistency, and I hope you get to where you need to be.
Right. You have a great brand. And I don't listen to a lot of people's podcasts, especially men. I'm gonna be honest. I think podcast is very like it's fun, but it's like it's not to the point where as a woman I feel like I gotta turn this shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you know what I mean?
Give me a few men podcasts that you listen to.
Millennials Versus the World. That is K Dot.
Okay.
336 podcast. Brunch with the Boys.
Okay.
Men podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You gotta check out the Chilling with Juice podcast. That shit's funny, friend.
Mm.
See,
normally it's been a lot of podcasts that I've been listening to with men, and then when I hear you calling us bitches and hoes, and then I gotta
talk. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
You know,
I feel you on that.
I just can't do it. But we met through the podcast community. I think you're a very dope creator, and we've been meaning to do this for a long time. I got you on video.
Yeah, video was my thing.
Yo. I got you. It's like people be like, I don't do video, but for some reason I get y'all over here on Taylor Gallup 411. So y'all, we're gonna be talking about love don't cost a thing. Okay. This episode, we're gonna be talking about does gifts and materialistic things matter in a relationship? Mm-hmm. So you are in a relationship. I'm single. Mm-hmm. So now we can give two different points of views. I think it's gonna be first. So first question. Do you think love costs?
That's a tricky question, right? Because you would think that love wouldn't cost, but in all actuality, in my opinion, love does cost. Like it may not cost with money, but it may cost with time. It may cost with affection. The ones that does cost with money, we tend to call that transactional relationships where I'm from.
Now, you remember that movie, right?
That's one of my favorite movies. I was upset Nick Cannon was tonguing down my girl. I was like, chill out, bro. Like chill out. Because that was my girl back in the day.
I love that movie, too. And everybody know that Jennifer Lopez song, you know, Love Don't Cost a Thing. And the thing with those were, like, you know, you had somebody who had money and cars and stuff like that. They were trying to buy the person love with materialistic things. So having a partner who can provide with you for money and gifts, is that enough for you? Because for me, that's not enough. Like, that's not enough. And men, especially here in Atlanta, they think that penis and something to eat is going to buy their way in your heart. And that's not going to work with me.
No, for me, it's not. I could not, as I don't agree with it, but I can see how men got to that conclusion. So before I got with my girl, I was in plenty of relationships to where it was, I expect you to do this, this, and this because you're my man. So I can see how they'd be like, oh, if I just give them money and do whatever they ask, I'll get what they want, because that's how it went. So that's kind of the way society is going nowadays. So I agree with it. Oh, nah. Hell nah. But you got to have more than gifts and money just to keep my attention. Yeah, that's cool. But at that point, you just be, you're not my girl. You're more like my sugar mama, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. For me personally, if I don't like you, I just don't like you. I don't care how much money you got. Mm-hmm. I don't care what type of car you got. And a lot of guys that I be running into, they feelings be real damn hurt because so many women be so in awe of them. But I don't care about what you got. I don't care about your BMW if you dumb as shit. But let me hear you read out loud. Like, now, I know some people are turned off by them type of thing. I think it's just my love language. I'm not turned on by them. Yeah, I don't want you to be broke as shit. But I know I've said this on my podcast a lot of times. The reason why I don't date plus size dudes, and that may be a little shocking because I'm a big girl, is because I'm big dudes. Dora, them big dudes, they think they God's gift to somebody. They try to butter you up with money and gifts, and they just be assholes. This is facts.
It's going to sound crazy. I don't have a lot of plus size male friends, I guess you could say. Like, so I wouldn't know. Like, a couple of ones that I do know, their confidence is getting better because I guess they slimmed down. So when they were younger, they got teased a lot. But I guess now that they're older, they slimmed down just a little bit. And they seen that women like big girls now. Their confidence has kind of gone up. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm not about to shower you with gifts because number one, I'm frugal. I'm cheap. So I like to keep all my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, and also how I look at it, right, is like the one thing I think my girl has done different than every other woman I've ever dated is she doesn't ask. She hardly asks. So when you don't ask, I'm more inclined to do. But when you ask, like, hey, I need this and this, I'm gonna just look at you like, why don't you have your own money? Like, what are you doing with your money? Like, right, where's your money management?
That's a good point too. I think that, you know, this is very common. I understand. I hear women say, oh, I want a dude to take me out, I want to take me on vacation. But can you take yourself? Like, me personally, I got trust issues. So a nigga flying me out to Dubai, like, my only concern is, like, what if something go wrong? Do I have the money to get myself back home? Mm-hmm. Like, do I have the type of money to get myself to the hotel? I got trust issues, so I cannot give a nigga all of, like, just getting my life into his hand and let him just pay for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have trust issues, but I have money PTSD when it comes to relationships because I've been used a lot. Yeah, so like
you did tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. The last girl I was dealing with before I got with my girl, like, she would always, when we were together, she would always need money. And I'd be asking, what if I'm paying for everything, what the fuck are you doing with your money? Why are you still broke? You should be rich right now. Every time I turn around, like, you need your hair done, or you need this, or you need that. And then it was always to where I was only her boyfriend at her convenience. Like, when she wanted something, oh, well, you're my boyfriend, that's what you're supposed to do. Or like when her daughter's, because her daughter's birthdays are like 2 weeks apart. Oh, could you help out with a gift? And it's not like she told me in May, oh, could you help out with a gift? She told me 3 days before, could you help out with a gift? First of all, I mean, I got the money, but that's not the point. The point is, you don't do anything that I ask you to do. Then second of all, you just be asking me to just help you dish. But then when it's time for you to reciprocate that energy, because I don't want money from you because I know you ain't got it. I want other things and you can't even do that. And it's always an excuse. I'm not here, like, I'm very, in a relationship, I'm very to the point. If I'm doing this and this. I expect this and this back in that energy. Mm-hmm. And if you can't give that to me, I don't want to hear no excuses because I'm doing what you asked me to do.
Right.
That's I'm holding up my end of the relationship. I don't want to hear no, oh, this isn't this. Because after that second time, okay, I will let you suffer. I will let you suffer.
Right.
What? Your lights are off? You're going to be sitting in the dark? That ain't my problem.
With a dream and a plan. These are my thoughts because I share them with the
one of these.
Thoughts of an average show. Just the thoughts of an average show. Thoughts of an average show. Just the thoughts of an average show. Thoughts of an average show. Just the thoughts of an average show. And you won't have to wait.
I don't have the energy to ask somebody like, oh, let me get this. But what I'm learning, I had an OG tell me this. He said, stop telling men that you're independent because that is the reason why, you know, men feel like they don't have to court you or do the thing for you because they feel like you got it.
See?
So I've turned that person. Mm-hmm. Stop making an announcement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to make an announcement to niggas that I got, that I'm good over here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm noticing that, okay, I'm looking at them being a little bit more generous to me. I'm not asking, but they're offering a little more. And I'm not about to turn no free meal or no free hair or no free nail.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, the more independent you are, the more I end up doing for you because I know you don't need me for my money. So therefore, it's no pressure for me to be like, I can actually take you out and be like, oh, I know if I wanted her to take me out, it will be reciprocated as to you want me to do all this stuff, but you can't even do the same for me.
That's a good question. So for you and your relationship, right? So who mm-hmm. birthday came? She's a Capricorn, so her birthday was most recently. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what did you do for her birthday? And does she do things for you? So is it like, you know, vice versa?
So our situation is a little bit different because I wanted to do something. I was supposed to fly out there for a birthday, but because how our relationship kind of works, right? So it's Christmas, and then it's her birthday, and then it's Valentine's Day, and then it's our anniversary. So she was like, hey, she was like, because I know you're saving, she was like, you don't got to do anything for my birthday in January because I'd rather see you in March and I know you're trying to move. So I didn't do anything for a birthday in January and then I went up there in March. But this birthday coming up, oh, I'm going ham because last year she flew me out back to where I grew up at. So I got to make sure I go ham because we'll be living together by then. So I got something up my sleeve.
So do you think it's love enough for a healthy relationship?
Do you think love is enough for a healthy relationship?
Yeah, just love.
No, love can get you on the door and love can buy you a lot of time, but no, because if you just love somebody, but they're not progressing, sooner than later, they're going to outgrow you. Mm-hmm. And then if they outgrow you, it's like, I love you. So I'm giving you this time, but I need you to get to where I'm at. And if you can't get to where I'm at, then it ain't nothing for us to talk about.
I agree. I think that some people live in like this reality and it, like love, like we got love. You know, you probably heard those.
We
those
got
stories.
Love.
We got love. You know, love. They're like, you know what I'm saying? My man, he been in and out of jail for 5 years.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
hell
saying? You know, had a baby on me. You know what I'm saying? He been out of work for 3 years, but we got love.
Mm-mm.
No, love is just not enough. And I tell mm-hmm. people all the time. When your electric bill is due Friday at 5 p.m., call them and ask them, can you pay with love? And see what happens Monday morning.
Exactly.
You're going to be in the dark, in love.
Exactly.
Love.
I told my girl all the time, I was like, don't get locked up. Don't get locked up for something that, like, if you get locked up for, like, a social justice issue, I'm going to ride with you. But if you out here, like, you know, theft or fraud or something, I'm going to put my hand through the glass and tell you to stay strong. I'll think about seeing you when you get out because I ain't waiting.
That must be that Libra in us. So your birthday is September 29th, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm September 28th. I'm not holding nobody down in jail.
Hell
you no.
Know? Nah.
Unless, like, oh, you know, somebody tried to attack us. And you know what I'm saying? Something you got to mm-hmm. be honorable. You got to mm-hmm. be honorable. You scamming and getting PPP loans and killing people. No, I tell people all the time, the police come to your house looking for me, I'm going to give them your exact address.
Matter of fact, I'm not even accepting to collect charges. Mm-mm.
No. Like, I pay for that. And you know what's so crazy is that that's like another topic that I want to talk about for richer or poor. You know, when people mm-hmm. get married, they take these vows, and marriage, they believe in, like, no matter what we go through, we're going to stick together. And that makes me wonder, like, am I marriage material or do I need to rewrite my vows when I do get married?
A lot of people, I realized a lot of people want the wedding, they don't want the marriage. Marriage is a lot of work, and mm-hmm. there are times where it's going to be for rich or for poor, but it really, when it comes down to women, from what I've learned and from what I've learned from my dad and from what other women tell me, is that you have got to, when you're both down, you have got to have a man that you trust that can lead you to the right direction. Because if you ain't got that, for rich and poor, don't really seem that, you know what I'm saying? It don't seem that glorious. It don't seem like, oh, there's an end in sight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell you a story.
For poor, there's no rich.
Exactly. Like, my parents, I want to say when I was first born, like the first few years, had like a hard time, like a really hard time. And they had even thought about divorce, and they was able to mud through it. And now divorce has never crossed their mind. You know, I don't even know anybody could love them too. They crazy for each other.
I liked it, their conversations on your podcast show mm-hmm. too. Like, it seems like your mom trusts him. Like, you could seem like your mom is an alpha. Is your mom an alpha woman?
No. I don't think so. I doubt it, because I don't see that side of her. I think she's more beta. I think my dad's beta too, but I think when it comes to her, he's alpha, but he's not like a beta, because he don't, like, it's not his way or the highway. He'll take care of you. They'll both come to like an agreement. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if my dad feels like this is what best, she's going to go with that. She may not agree, but he'll show over time, okay, I see why you have me. You led us this way instead of that way. Like, when we moved to Florida, my mom was not happy because she didn't want to move. But yeah, she knew this was the best thing for the family. I didn't want to move either.
Now, being an alpha don't necessarily mean control, because I'm an alpha woman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, an alpha man, he going to make me feel like, okay, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I'm normal day-to-day life, I'm the boss, okay? Mm-hmm. I got to make everything good. But an alpha male, you know what I'm saying, take charge. I can sit back and be like, okay, I don't have to worry because I know my man got it. Man, I think, you know, it's some men that be like, it's my way or the highway. And it's a particular word. It's a particular mm-hmm. word. I can't remember what it is.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. But I like that their duo. You know, it just seems like it seems like they went into their marriage like on the same way.
Yes. And I feel like that's a lot of people's problem this year. They're not on the same wavelength no more. It's like, oh, let's get married, this, this, and this. But then it's like, when these hardships come down, you're not, because the way I look at it, the way I was taught is, if you're going to be married, you got to be at least friends first. So that way, when the hard times do come, at the end of the day, you know, like, that's your friend and you genuinely want to make this work out, as opposed to that's just your partner. Because it being your partner and being your friend, that's two different things. That's two completely different things. Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. I can't find like niggas that I like, and it's hard to impress me. It really is. It's hard. So, like, it's hard to impress.
Let's talk about it. Why is it hard to impress you?
Because, you know why? Because I think that some people, they see social media and they think I'm one particular way, but mm-hmm. when you know me, you will know that like it takes a lot more to gain my attention. I like people that are smart. I like mm-hmm. people that talk about politics, woman. You know what I'm saying? Watch documentaries, woman. Like, I'm not like some just stuck up person. So I think they have mm-hmm. this idea of what I am, and then they get me like, okay, wait a minute, I can't really bag her the way I thought I could. Mm-hmm.
They can't finesse you. I feel you.
So yeah, so I was like, I'm having a conversation, and it's just dumb. I don't like dumb people. I'm mm-hmm. not Einstein. But I need to be able to have a conversation with you. You know, mm-hmm. you know, there's some people you just can't have a conversation with. It's like you just don't. You remember that episode I had called Can You Grow to Love Somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I just didn't understand. Like, he just, like, I just didn't understand him. And I'm just like, why do you like me? We have nothing. We do not buy. What chemistry are you feeling? They're looking at looks. They're not thinking logically. We don't have anything in common.
Yeah. I mean, I see both sides of it. Do I feel like you could eventually fall in love with somebody? Maybe. I feel like if you keep spinning, but the thing is, so you gotta like have something in common to kind of bond off of. And then once you get there, then you can kind of go from there. But if you ain't got nothing to bond off, it ain't gonna work.
Nah. And then like I tell people all the time, like I can't be intimate with somebody if I don't have like chemistry with them. I can't. Mm-hmm. I will get the fuck up. Soon as I get uncomfortable, I'm getting up
and put
my clothes on. I'm about to go.
Who's talking about this? I remember this.
I've never missed still a few guys, but it's just, I just gotta get up. I gotta get up. I can't do it. And some people can really engage. I used to, look, I'm not gonna act like I'm a saint. It used to be a time where, you know, I can get mine and go about my business, mm-hmm. but now I can't even engage if I don't like you like that.
That's maturity. It's maturity, man. You know what you want.
Yeah, so love to me is just not enough. Like, I need to be financially stable. I need to be able, you know what I'm saying? I need to understand, okay, we lost it all today. I need to know that you got a hustler mindset where you won't, you know, you gonna make sure, take care of the next day. Mm-hmm. Not sit in the corner and cry about it.
Yeah, most def. I agree with you.
Love is just not enough. I know love, you know, shout out, I hear a lot of couples, they, we in love. I think that's nice, but like you're in a struggle love.
Exactly. Like, what's your foundation? Like, cause right. The struggle love ain't it. I tell you that right now. I ain't doing no struggle love.
Been there, done that.
Exactly. We ain't about to be struggling for 8 years. I'm gonna look at you like, if I keep doing this, but you're not doing your part, yeah, I'm gonna try counseling first and therapy. If that don't work, I'm gonna be like, it's time for us to go our separate ways. Cause you keep this ain't working out.
And especially when you done been alone for a good little minute, like me, like. Surprisingly, I actually have been single for years. I have not let nobody claim me.
So it's interesting, right? Because when you are dating, when you're trying to get to know a woman who's been single for years, she's really comfortable with herself. And it's just like, once again, it's hard to impress them because it's like, they've been single for years. They don't need you. All you're doing is trying to add value to what she already has. So it's like, now it's like, she don't need me, and she's not just being in a relationship. I really got to bring my A game now. So I feel you.
Yeah, so you know, I like to evaluate people. The most important thing, because I have a daughter, is that I need to be stable. I need to be safe with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, financially safe, physically safe. Somebody run up in our house, I need to know that you're not gonna push me in front of the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Push you in front of the gun. Oh shit!
You know some dudes like that, like, hey, she go like, no, like I can't.
Nah, fuck that. That's wild.
And then you know you be single for a long time too. Like, okay, if I'm doing okay by myself, and then all of a sudden you, and then shit just go down the hill. All of a sudden bills get cut off and the cars get ripped. I'm like, oh hell no! I'm doing better without you.
Yeah, like. I had to learn the hard way. Like, I know men, like, we're supposed to be the providers, but I also feel like women have to be able to hold their own as well. Like, because if I'm just, my thing is, if I'm doing everything and then something happens to where I fall down and you ain't got the whereabouts to help me get back up till I can get back up on my feet, what do I need you for?
That's true.
I don't need you at all. And I feel like, this generation of women don't necessarily really get that. It's, oh, my man's supposed to do this and this, but it's like, when I need you, can I count on you to help pick me back up if I fall down? And a lot of women can't do that in this generation.
You know what's so precious? I see this question going around on TikTok where dude asks this chick, what do you bring to the table, right? So it's, and I would never answer this question for no man, because it's a trick goddamn question. She was like, you know, get my master's degree. I graduated. You know, she talking about all the things she accomplished. And they're like, well, what do you bring to the table? That doesn't count. You know, but if another chick, she does a bigger sex, but, you know, I got good sex and, you know, and I know how to cook and clean. They're like, that doesn't matter. So it's like, neither one.
Because I don't, I've learned how to stay away from what can you bring to the table. And then more so, I just ask them, what value can you bring to my life?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you want as a man. Like, everybody exactly. got certain things that you need that the other man may not need. Another man, he may just want a woman that know how to cook, clean, mm-hmm. and have a fat ass. But mm-hmm. you have different things that you want in a woman.
Yeah, because, so like, if all you got is a fat ass, that's going to get tiring after a while. Like, if I got to do everything just to have sex with you, I don't want that. That means I'm losing out. My money's, you don't understand. I'm big about my money. So when I see my money start dwindling, I'm gonna reevaluate, like, is this worth it? Just to have sex? It's not worth it. I'm right. sorry. Because I see my money dwindling, and nah. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Crazy. Some men, they don't care about that. They just spend unnecessary money. You know what I think is real odd? And I don't know. I got trust issues. Like, I think everybody is a serial killer until you prove me otherwise.
Wait, so, what?
If I just meet you, and all of a sudden you're like, let me take you shopping, let me get your hair done, your nails done, I think it's something wrong with you. Because you don't know me.
See, I feel the same way, but in reverse. So, right? I feel like that way about money. So if I'm chilling and then within like the first 2 weeks or after the first date, she's like, hey, the date went well, but I need help with such and such. I'm blocking you. Offer it. I'm not even asking questions. I'm not even asking why. I'm just blocking you. I don't want to help you. I don't know you, ma'am.
And it's creepy, and I wish y'all stop doing that shit too. Like, it's really like, and then women like, stop begging. Like, oh my god, stop begging men so much. Like, that is mm-hmm. so. Did your parents ever teach you not to beg? Like, mm-hmm. If a man want to do something nice for you, he's gonna do something nice for you. Like, if you tell him you better go get your nails done, and he don't volunteer to get your nails done. That mean he don't want to. You begging him? No, just find you a man who, you know what I'm saying, would give you the money to.
All right, so it's a catch-22 on that, right? Because my girl will ask me, like, she wants to get a pedicure, but I don't really like feet, so I don't do it. But if she say, like, hey, can I have some money for it? I'll do it. Nails and all that.
That's my girl.
Yeah, and even if I'm like, let's say in the past I was talking to somebody who like wanted to get their nails done. I ain't do it every time, but I told her, I was like, if you really need my help, I'll help you, but you gotta ask me, because otherwise I don't read mine. So I'm not just gonna sit there and be like,
what?
Yeah, I don't read mine. If you ask me, because sometimes, so like in the past, right, women would be like, oh, I want my nails done, but they'll just say it in passing. So then when I asked them they needed, they was like, nah. But if it was just be like, hey, can you go help me to get your nails done? And I really like you. Yeah, I ain't got no problem shooting you that bread. But with my girl, like, even I've tried to, it was one time I tried to get her hair done, but because she does her own hair, she sent me the money back. And then I tried to get her nails done, but she stopped getting her nails done. Yeah, she was like, yeah, nah, you can keep that. I was like, are you sure? Because I was like, once I get this back, the offer's off the table. I'm not giving it back to you.
She is such an angel, because Lord knows I would have been online shopping. I would have bought a
It was like, I think her hair was only like 70 just to get it retwisted or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that would be, yeah, nothing with that, yeah.
Yeah, I started telling her, she get mad now, so I started to learn to tell her no, because I started telling her yes too much. So now she asked for some. She asked for these shoes. And I thought they were ugly, so I told her no. But if I liked them, I would have bought them. She was like, so you just going to tell me no? I was like, yeah.
That's the difference, because that's your woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me personally, I feel like this. If I'm in a relationship with a man, and I ask you, hey, babe, can you give me these shoes? And you tell me no, that's gonna bother me. I don't know if I'm going to really be like, want to stay in a relationship.
Wait, what? Yo, because this is how I look at it, right? Yeah, because everybody be hating me because I be saying no, but no builds character. You're not going to get a yes from me every single time, because then you feel like, oh, whenever I want from him, I can get from him. And that's not the case with me. I'm going to get you most of the stuff. But some of that stuff, oh, no, baby girl, I'm just going to tell you no just because I don't want to get it for you. I know that sounds horrible.
Do you want to start a podcast but don't know where to begin? Reach out to The Average Joe Media, a podcast traveling company. They bring their top-of-the-line equipment to you, record your episode, and edit it, and email it back to you in just a couple of days. Monthly consultations also come with being a client as well, along with affordable prices. All you have to do is talk, and they will do the rest. Express yourself, speak your mind, and relax. Let us do the work for you. Go to www.theaveragejoemedia.com to book your session today.
So when I was in a serious relationship, last serious relationship, I might be 30 this year, y'all. The last guy that I called a boyfriend, I was 21. And I think the reason why, because I'm in therapy, y'all. Look, black women, let's go to therapy because we need to talk to somebody. But that was the last serious relationship I was in. And I remember I had spent the night in his house and I wanted some breakfast, right? He had a fucking attitude about buying me some goddamn breakfast. So he got a whole ass, he's swerving all fast, in the drive-thru. So when he got me the food, I was like, I don't want it.
Oh, yeah, he's tripping. Yeah, he definitely tripping.
He was like, pick it up. I was like, no, I don't want it. No, I said, you act like you don't want to buy it, so I'm not going to eat it. So I threw the food out the window, and it went all the way left. It went all the way left. It went left. I was about to leave, go home, and he wouldn't get from in front of my car.
Oh, he wanted them.
Huh?
I said, he wanted them.
Yeah, and I said, move from in front of my car. So I put the foot on the, about to run his ass over. Well, his mama and his daddy came outside. What's going on? He need to get from in front of my car. Because I'm going to run him over.
Oh, shit. You wait, but that's funny.
So I said, but it's like I asked you for something, like a $5 breakfast. Man. You got an attitude about it?
Yeah, I'll do stuff like that. Just like stuff. She'll ask me, "Oh, do you like this dress?" And if I like it, if I had the money for it, maybe sometimes she'll bring stuff up in passing. Like she said something about she wanted this Bath and Body Works. It was this candle sale, and she was like, "Yeah, it's like," and I asked her how much. It was like $47. She didn't think I was going to get it for her. And then I just cashed up her the money. It's like, did you cash up? And then she went and got it. She was like, oh, because she don't know what I'm going to do it. Because I just be spontaneous with it.
That give me anxiety.
No. Oh, shit.
It seems like both of y'all got the same financial mind. So I doubt she about to ask you to buy her some Prada boots.
Yeah, nah. It was one time she actually, it was something name brand, but it was on sale. It was a purse. So it wasn't that much. So I was like, I could do that. But if you told me actually about $200, $300 for a purse, I'm not buying you no purse, no hair. That's my car payment. I refuse. I ain't with that.
It's, you know what? That's why I'm dating now, because I know the type of lifestyle I want. And that's why I'm dating more. I had to, I feel like, you got to step it up the type of people you date. So now
you're dating more established men.
Yeah, I'm dating men, they own the bars and look here, I've been there before. I've been there before, but I always got shitted on. I'll be there for a dude when he down, between jobs. And as soon as he get back on his feet, he shit on me.
Yep, that's how it was for me. So that's why this is refreshing. I do more than I've done in the past, but I think also it's because she don't ask for love. She don't ask for much. So it's not hard. You know what I'm saying? I know she really needs something. Yeah, I know she really needs something. I got it. Because right now we ain't in the same tax bracket. She's above me. So I'm trying to get to her level. But I'm making enough to where she needs something, I got her. Or she falls short, I got her. I was prepared during the pandemic because I didn't know what was going to happen with her. So I picked up another job to make sure that if she needed me to pay her rent, I could do that.
See, that is y'all take note. See, that right there is you're already talking in the mindset of a husband. You see, you're not thinking about you anymore. You're thinking about her, and you haven't even moved up there yet. Mm-hmm. And I think that is right there is a key to any lady. Like, you have a guy, when he start including you in his life, you know what I'm saying? It's not mm-hmm. just, you know, he just don't, he done got him 10 piece of wings and he see you sitting right up. Like, what about you? You know
what I'm saying? That also comes with trust. I trust her to know. I trust her because I know that she's not going to take advantage of that. It's only if she really needs it. It's not just because you're my man, I need you to pay this and this. Because if it was, if you was my man, just pay this and this, I'd have been like, you kind of on your own. Because I feel like at that point, you're using me. But I know that you genuinely want me to succeed, want me to get better, and not just right. take all of my money. Now it's, I know, okay, I can help you if and when you need it. Like, if she was like, if she told, let's say, like, she told me today, hey, babe, listen, money's kind of tight. Could you help me go have foreign rent for August? She wouldn't, but if she did, I would have it for her.
Right.
Because you gave me, the thing is, like, especially with me, like, you got to give me at least a little bit of notice. You give me a little bit of notice, I can make anything happen for you. But mm-hmm. if you telling me last minute, oh, can I have such and such? I'm going to look yeah. at you like, my funds ain't set up like that. I don't have next day funds. I have, like, you know, two yeah. to 3 weeks. I have my funds is like 2 to 3 weeks shipping, you know? I don't have next
yeah,
day
air. I don't like unexpected stuff neither. Like, I tell people, like, even relationships, you know how, like, you had those couples and the husband be like, yeah, pack your bags, we're going to Hawaii. No, mm-hmm. that me anxiety, and I was going to pay. I need to plan accordingly for this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't do certain shit. It's not going to, you know. I so, you know, if you know you're on the 5th, you knew you ain't have it 5 days ago, 10 days ago. You should have asked that then. Don't wait to the 4th to be like,
yo. When I was in my last relationship, I hated that because she used to hate asking me for money because, well, she say she hated it. I don't think she hated it. I think she really enjoyed it. But the thing was, she would wait until the last minute. And I was like, yo, if you knew you were struggling, why didn't you tell me, hey, I may need help with this and this this month? But nah, you wait till the day, you wait to basically the day of and be like, oh, my life's about to get cut off, or my phone about to get cut off. Where do you think I get this money from? You just think I got Bank of Jackson on my forehead or something like right. that, and I can just take it out the ATM? No, I work hard for my money. So, like, mm-hmm. we would get into serious arguments because I'm like, yo, if I'm paying for everything, why are you still broke? Where is your money management? Right. If you, like, that's what I was.
Them the type of chicks that had your ass filing bankruptcy, too.
Yeah, exactly. So I told her, I was like, look, this ain't going to work. I was like, because I'm spending, number one, you're not reciprocating the same energy I'm giving you. I don't ask for money, I ask for time, and you can't even give me time. And then number two, on top of that, you aren't good with money management. And I was like, this was before I started my business, but I was still, I was already doing my podcast. So I'm like, I had already, I was already trying to make the podcast blow up. And I'm like, if I can't trust you to handle money, you have no value for what I'm trying to do. So I was like, you got to go. Because you costing me money. And I don't like people costing me money at this mm-hmm. point in my life. So I was yeah. like, you got to bounce.
That leads to the next question, like, can love be bought? Because you see so many times where, like, these relationships, right? And the dude in the media, he cheating on her. People normally say it's because of the money. Like, do you think it's because of the money that the guy has, or just she's just love? She just, you know, just dumb in love.
I think it's a mix of both, right? I feel like if you have a lot of money and the woman loves you, she is more likely to put up with your bullshit as opposed to if, let's say, like, you broke and you cheating. Oh, nah, you don't have enough currency. You don't have enough currency to be doing that shit. I'm not saying you should be doing it anyway, but if you like financially stable, if you got some money on you, they're more than likely to try to stick it through to see if you will turn it around. But my whole thing on that is, love can't be bought. If they cheating on you, you need to leave their ass, because more than likely they're not going to stop cheating.
Right. Like, you, I feel like you can't, I'm the type of person where you can't buy me with no gifts and no flowers and shit. That's not, and I don't mind mm-hmm. a woman who may be on her 4th husband by the time she's 60, because I'm not sticking around for no cheating or no disrespect. Like, one time, you're out of here. I'm going right to, the judge won't get tired of seeing me. Cause I'm not sticking around. I'm not sticking around. No, I think I got. It depends on the type of woman you are too. I know a lot of women, they do stick around for that particular reason. But I think it's just how you are built as a woman. To me, respect is everything. Once you disrespect, I'm done with you.
That's bad.
I don't care about this BLW. I don't care. Like, I'd rather be broke, living in a car, than sitting in a goddamn house mansion, miserable.
That's right.
Because the more I sit in that mansion, the more madder and madder I get, and eventually I'm gonna snap and go left eye and burn that bitch down. I know me, so I don't like that. But question: so let's say you work. Who we gonna use? We gonna use what woman is rich? We gonna use Queen Latifah. Say you in a relationship with Queen Latifah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheating on you with a woman. But you know, she done provide this nice lifestyle for you. You know what I'm saying? She done funded your business. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you gonna stick around or you out of there? This Queen Latifah now.
Okay, first of all, that's a bad example because I'm not really attracted to Queen Latifah like that. But we can go with that.
I'm gonna use Oprah. That's why I said.
Yeah, oh, hell no. Nah. Here's the thing though, right? So at this point, right, if you keep constantly cheating on me and I tell you, to stop and you say no, but you got money and you helped me front everything. At this point, I'm looking out for myself. So I'm gonna make sure I get to a point to where I don't need you no more, and then I'm leaving you. Cause at that point it's every man, every woman for itself. I know that's some fucked up shit to say, but clearly you don't care about me at this point. But you're gonna continue to front me. So I'm going to make sure that I can level up using your resources. And then once I get to where I need to go and I don't need you no more, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, I don't care if people get offended by this, but I look at love. Love is great, but I look at it as a business deal too, right?
Mm-hmm. So, because marriage is a business, that's correct.
What am I getting out of this, okay? It don't have to be money, but maybe like, you know, you making me happier, you know what I'm saying? Or
mm-hmm.
into my life and you help me with my finances, you know, because I do like to shop and maybe, you know, this guy, he helped me plan my budget, you know, plan my money better. You got to be contributing something to my life. So if I'm sitting with a millionaire and I find out you're cheating on me, I'm going to go, but I'm not going empty handed.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to have something. I'm going to have me a little stash. All them hundreds he gave me thinking I was getting my nails done. I was doing them myself. I was putting that money in a little stash. So when I do go, I'm not empty handed, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that. You got to be smart.
You being put out your house, you ain't got nothing. You leaving, you ain't got nothing. Like, and that's honestly sad because when I look back on so many situations that I've been in dated, I don't have shit to show for. You know how some people shit you have like a bag or some jewelry, X. I ain't got nothing to show for.
I think maybe that's part of the reason why some women stay, because they don't have nothing to show for. It's just because it's easy to, when you get in that lifestyle, getting used to it, so you're not saving it, because you know you're going to see that money tomorrow, you're going to see that money next week. So it's like, at that point, it's like, damn, I want to leave, but I can't, because I got used to this lifestyle, but I haven't done anything on my end to make sure I can still stay in this lifestyle once the relationship is over. And I think that's a big thing. Whether you're in a relationship that got money or not, you have to be able to make sure that whatever that person taught you, you can use that to elevate yourself once the relationship is over. Otherwise, what was the point?
Right. And this is why I know, a lot of women, I don't know about everybody, but most of us would like to be with somebody who's well off. I refuse to be just sitting at home and he out making the money. What am I doing with my life? No, I need to be working on my business. I need to be getting
exactly.
my stuff. I need to be doing something too. So if I do have to like part ways with him, I'm not just ass out. Like, I don't know how to apply for a credit card. Like, I ain't got nothing on my resume. Like, I just ain't got nothing. And that's,
you know what taught me that?
Huh?
That movie Diary of a Mad Black Woman taught me that. I was like, yeah, my wife can't be like that. She was like, he broke up with her and she ain't know how to do nothing.
Nothing.
And I'm just like, you got to learn how to do something, because if I fall on hard times, like, I got to make sure that you can pick me up until I get, like I said, so I get back on my feet. So you got to know how to do something out here in this world.
And that's why a lot of us need to live alone, too. I'll learn how it is to survive off $30 a week Okay.
No, a lot of people in general don't know how to do that. It's crazy, right? Because when you go to college, you know how to do that. But then it's like after college, you would think you would just apply that mindset to the real world, and it don't work like that. Like, I can before, right? I could survive off of $50 a week. Now, I probably need at least $100, $150 to survive for the week. Gas and food and stuff like that. But I can survive. But there's some people that can't even survive off of $300 a week. They ain't got $300 a week. It's like, oh, I need money. You got $300 a week. Are you really going to spend you going to spend $1,200 a month in miscellaneous stuff? I don't think so.
Yeah, you got to be able to like learn how to, because when you do have hard time, you can't have your richer moments. But knowing your poor moments, you need to learn how to spice up that hamburger helper. You need to learn how to spice up hamburger helper to some gourmet hamburger helper. Because I'm telling you, times where I've been damn sure been broke as hell, but my daughter ain't know, she had no idea, because I would get on the phone with the electric company, you know, cry, ooh, I got a newborn, you know, do anything that let me give you another week till I got paid, and I made it do. You just gotta learn how to survive so that you in a marriage with somebody, you able to apply those skills. That's the worst thing you can do is get married and both of y'all don't know how to take care of y'all. So
that's wild. Exactly. Like, why did y'all get married to begin with? Like, what did y'all see in each other to be like, oh, one of us, like my parents said, what one is strong in, what one is weak in, the other has to be strong in. Like, my dad is not great with finances, but my mom is, so it balances out. My dad is great with something, and she's not, I forget, but it goes hand in hand. But it's like, right, if you're both bad at the same thing, you both can't be bad at money and be married. It's not gonna work.
And you know why? That's why love is just not enough. Like, you gotta look at love as like business too. Like, when I say things like the people think I'm crazy, no, but I'm telling you, you will be in homeless shelters, baby.
Yep. Assed out. Talking about love. I still love you.
I don't wanna be poor. Like, I don't wanna be poor. Who wants to be
look
poor?
At you like, I'm gonna look at you like, hold up. So I love you, but we both in this homeless shelter. Yeah, no, this ain't not.
I had my whole apartment before I met you. But now we in a home. And look, sometimes people have hard times, but we can't be in this homeless shelter forever. Exactly. One of us got to get us out of this situation. That's why I think, that's how I look at relationships. I can't tell other people how they look at relationships. You know, look, I'm single, but I'm single because I'm not going to let nobody put me in a homeless shelter either.
I agree with you on that. It's like, you seen the movie Acrimony?
Mm-mm.
It's just like, you should watch it. It's a pretty good movie. But hold it's on, just like
me,
that.
I need me a movie tonight. How do you spell it? A-C?
R-I-M-O-N-Y, I think. It got Taraji P. Henson in it.
Oh, Tyler Perry movie?
Yes, Tyler Perry movie.
Please don't tell me it's one of the movies where women or black women are just down bad. I can't.
Nah. I mean, towards the end, maybe, but during the gist of the movie, she holds her man down, even though I felt like, it's kind of like basically what we talked about. I think you'll like it. It's a good movie.
Okay, yeah. I've been seeing this movie around for a long time, but I've never clicked on it because it said Tyler Perry, and he just makes me, I love
it. Yeah, definitely.
Man, like, he's one person I look up to. But these movies, Four Color Girls, I just couldn't handle it. It was too much.
I haven't watched it because of that. I've never watched it.
Don't do it. It's just like, it's why? 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 And I hate seeing us in that light. So,
but Acrimony is definitely like relatable to what we're talking about, though.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to watch that tonight. This one, that'll bring me down. I'm gonna have to watch that in the daytime, man. No shade to Tyler Perry, but man. So I think we both agree that, like, okay, like, love, does love cost?
Yes, love definitely costs. Like, you going, like, it's crazy. I was just talking to my homie, not even my homie, like, one of my coworkers yesterday. And we were talking about women that have OnlyFans and stuff like that. And it was like how they would never subscribe to it. And I'm like, bro, at the end of the day, like, if you're going to get with a girl, it's going to cost. Like, at the end of the day, whether we going out to eat and or whether I'm going to the movies or whether I'm giving you time, it costs. Time ain't free either. People don't realize that. Time ain't free. like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is free in this world. So yes, love costs. It just depends on what, it just depends on what's, what are you spending on? Is it money? Is it time? Is it affection? But it definitely costs. Mm-hmm. And personally, if it is free, then you shouldn't want it.
Yeah. Personally, like gifts and money and stuff, that shit is not going to buy me. You got to have something about yourself. You got to be intelligent. You got to be a good person. That's not going to catch my eye. But love is important. But yeah, you need to have a little money too.
Facts.
I'm in a homeless shelter because I'm not in one now.
Facts. Exactly. Like, yeah, no, I'm not. What? I know this is going to sound weird too, because I'm not bougie. I'm only bougie in certain areas. I don't want to live in the hood, because I never lived in the hood a day in my life. So we got to make sure we get out of the hood. You know what I'm saying?
I don't date dudes. I don't not date dudes. I tell people all the time, I do not date hood dudes. That's another perception that people think. I don't want no scam. I don't want no drug dealer. Okay. I want nerd. I want the guy that was valedictorian in school, because I know he's trying to break path right now. I want that nigga. Okay, I want that nigga that was in the computer building computers and shit. I do not want no hood. I do not go to the hood. I had to go to Riverdale like 2 weeks ago. You know, that's on the south side. I live on the north side over here in the suburbs. And I was just shocked.
Okay, hold up. So Riverdale's considered the hood, because I got family in Riverdale and I got family in Marietta. But because I don't live in Georgia, I don't know what's considered the hood.
Yeah, so Atlanta is Metro Atlanta, right? So you got Atlanta Center, but you have the surrounding cities. So I live on the north side, Rene County, you know, over here where Migos from. Then you have the east side, you have the west side, and the south side, that's like further from me. That's like past the airport. And I had to go there, and I was just like, oh my Jesus. Like,
oh my Jesus.
No, it was like, because I'm from the hood, but I'm used to my hood from where I grew up from. But I was like, this is real hood. Like, people just, I don't know, a lot of people outside. It was just like crossing the street. I don't know.
I feel you on that. I like to be in my house just chilling.
I'm not going over there. I don't date people over there. and that dude told me about that I had that date with, he live over there. I'm like, why do you live so far? He was like, why do you know? Like, who lives over there? But you know, it's cheaper to get a house. I understand it probably is a little more expensive living over here, but the school system is better.
That's fact. If you got a kid, school system's important.
Yeah, I'm not going to be no ghetto, no. I'm very bougie. I'm bougie. That's fine. I'm bougie. I only been... Nope. So that was the episode. Love, no cost.
It was good, man. Like, you know, it was long overdue. It's been... Well, we've been cool for almost a year now, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's been, you know... It's been a minute of trying to make my rounds, you know, getting on, trying to, you know, because normally I like to get people on, but I don't normally get on people's podcasts because I'd be busy. But, you know, we set up a time, we set up a date. Mm-hmm. I was able to do it. So it was fun. It's just, like I tell people, man, like, it's just regular conversation. That's all that it is. I don't understand why people be getting so nervous. Like, if you have a podcast, you know how you do your guests. It's regular. All it is two people talking. It's regular conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love. That's all that it is. On this show. I mean, I don't know how many people, but you know, we have a conversation with me. You gonna end up telling all your business. You done told me all you and your girl business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know it. So, so anybody on this show, boy, you gonna be talking and telling your business, because I just like to make people feel comfortable. I like to feel like, okay, anybody that come in my home, I like to feel comfortable coming on the show. So I'll be on your show. So thank you so much. Supporter from everything too. Did you put your dude out of start on?
Yeah, sorry, my phone had it told me it was in low battery. That's all it was.
Oh yeah. So tell us about where we can find your podcast and your social media stuff also.
All right. Y'all can find my podcast, Thoughts of an Average Joe Podcast. I'm on Instagram. The Instagram is @AverageJTPC. You can also find it on my website, www.theaverageJoeMedia.com. I'm pretty much everywhere: Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon. everywhere. I'm pretty sure if you look on a streaming platform, you just type in Thoughts of an Average Joe, I pop up. And what was the other question again? I'm sorry.
I think that was it. So all the places in your handles, your Instagram handle is Average Joe also, right?
Well, yes, no. My Instagram, my podcast Instagram is AverageJTPC. And then my personal Instagram is The Original Playmaker. Yeah.
And what do you have coming up? You have any new season coming?
So right now, next week, I have the Baby Daddy Chronicle series. That starts next week. This is basically it's basically giving Black men a chance to tell their story, but also I picked three Black men that are there for the kids. I don't believe in deadbeats. So I don't hang around deadbeats. So if you're a deadbeat, yeah. Nah. If you were deadbeat, we not cool. And so I got that.
You said what? Had him on there too, hell. Shit.
So yeah, almost deaf. And then
a lot of them don't know they deadbeats until the state suspend their driving license for $6,000 behind the child support.
That's wild. I don't understand how people just be so behind on child. That's another topic for another day, because I don't get that.
I got my daughter stimulus check last year. Okay, that came right to me.
I know you would sit. But yeah, so I got that coming up. And then I have the Baby Mama Chronicles, but that won't come out till like October. That won't come out till October. Actually, real quick, I got a scenario for you, right? Because there's this chick in my job, and I told her I'm gonna get her on a podcast because I've never heard of this ever in my life. She has 6 kids.
Oh, Jesus.
She has 6 kids. They're well taken care of, but she does not communicate with their dads at all. She said all of her kids, outside of the youngest one, has a cell phone. And if they want to get in contact, she don't talk to them at all. She makes sure that the dads call their kids' cell phone, and that's how the kids and the dad communicate. They don't even do birthday parties together. So I'm gonna get her on the podcast because I feel like that's very interesting because I don't know a lot of people like that.
Well, I went through this situation for a very long time. My daughter dad, he just got my phone number a year and a half ago. We would go through my mom. I would not give him my phone. I had to change my phone number based off of the things that he was pretty much harassing me, pretty much. So I had to change my phone number. So that's the reason why, you know,
But see, y'all weren't on good terms, though. They're on good terms. She just don't communicate with them. And I was like, huh? So I'm gonna definitely get her on the podcast because I need her to tell her story. I got a lot of questions for her. So that's gonna be coming out in October. But yeah, other than that, you know, just every Wednesday, 6 a.m., I'll be talking my shit. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm not right, but I'm gonna still be talking my shit.
One thing I say is that you are very respectful, stuff like that. Cause I'm gonna be honest with you. The reason why I don't fool a lot of these podcasts, nigga, they're inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? No, they jump in my DM. Who you think you talking to like this? Talking to me like I'm some kind of hoe. No, you gotta talk to me with some respect. So
exactly. You gotta tell you exactly.
It's just a small, you know, small group of y'all that you know you see me rotate the same homies. it's like a group of y'all that I rotate because I respect y'all as men and y'all respect me as a woman. And that's a problem too, because most of y'all are in relationships. Men in relationships respect you. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean,
look at married women. If you see me cool with your man, I don't want him. He's just a nice friend. I will look out for him for you. It's nothing, I promise you.
It's all about respect, man. It's all about how he was raised. Like, I'm saying, like, I never understood, like, when men would get upset when women would be, they ask for their number, and they'd be like, no. And then they convert to all these hoes and bitches. Like, yo, she ain't like you. It's plenty, like, men are out women by women. Just go get another chick that likes you. What's that simple?
Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.